No, Leia.
Floor.
Okay, fine.
I'm Lamont, and I'm excited for season two.
And I'm Leia. Welcome to season two. And you're tuning into
The Lamont and Leia Podcast. Oh my gosh. So for season two, we decided to start doing something different. National holidays. Like usually like when Leia and I plan something, or it's like themed around like something that's happening that month. Mm-hmm. So, national holidays, you can always look them up online. There's so many, like, so many. But here are some of the ones that stood out to me this week. So, February 11th is National Make a Friend Day. Mm-hmm. February 14th is, of course, Valentine's Day. I thought Single Awareness Day was on the 14th, too, because I feel like a lot of people celebrate it then. But it's technically February 15th.
Yes.
And then an amazing, awesome holiday, which I feel like does not get enough like focus, is National Random Acts of Kindness, which is February 17th.
Nice. My sister's birthday is also on the 16th.
Amalia or Daphne?
Amalia. And your brother's birthday is on the 14th.
Joaquin's birthday is on the 14th. I need to get Amalia in my calendar. I don't think I have her in my calendar.
Happy birthday to both of them.
Happy birthday, guys. So today on the Lamont and Leia podcast, Leia and I have invited special guest. She's a podcaster, Renita Quarles, the host of Be Your Own Kind. Her podcast is all about self-acceptance and embracing one's uniqueness. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that would be really, really cool because today we're going to talk about body image and how it affects us in our lives.
All right. That sounds great. I think we kind of glossed over the fact that this is season two.
Oh. Kind of. I mean, like, we said it in the intro, but
I know, but, like, welcome to season two.
Yeah, welcome to season two. Here's to Leia and all the hard work she does.
Yay. Oh, we can't see our cups. If you're watching this, you can't see our cups. We're using a digital background right now because we weren't able to get our backgrounds in time.
Yeah. So
We'll have these for a few episodes and then randomly you will see a new background. Which, by the way, if you're listening to this, hi, welcome. But we also do video versions of this on our Facebook and our YouTube. So make sure you check those out.
And if you missed the live last week, you should totally check it out.
Exactly. Yeah, we went live. It was fun. But anyway, our guest is waiting on us. So let's go get them and let's start talking about body image. That I don't know when I said body image, it reminded me of Ursula when she's like, body language.
Did you ever notice the first thing that pops out of her dress is her boobs? Like,
of course. As it should be.
Like when I was a child, I was like, huh. And then my mom finally mentioned it. She's like, that is so odd that they did that.
All right, let's go grab her.
Okay, let's go get her. Welcome, Renita, to the Lamont and Leia podcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're so happy to have you. Would you please take a moment to introduce yourself to our viewer and listener audience?
Sure. My name is Renita Quarles. I am the creator of the Be Your Own Kind platform, which also consists of a podcast, YouTube channel, a blog, and I also freelance on the side. The purpose of my platform is just to spread the word of just be yourself. Like there's no greater person to be but yourself. You are probably the most fantastic person you will ever get to know in your entire life.
I love that.
I love that. I love that. Because Leigh and I are always talking about how people are on their different journeys. And it's discovering, it's taking chances, it's learning from them and doing better, you know?
So. Yeah.
Go ahead. I was just saying, you sound like you keep busy.
Yeah. Pretty busy. It started off as a blog. And then next thing I knew, I was like, ooh, what if I try a podcast? And I'm like, okay, fine. Then the pandemic happened and I'm like, I want to be seen and heard. Let's start a YouTube channel. So I just kept building from there. And the freelancing actually happened in 2020 as well because nothing else to do. So it was like, okay, let me help businesses because it's time to do research and development. Nothing else happened. So things just kind of just landed in my lap. So
awesome.
Very cool. Nice evolution.
Mm-hmm. I think we should just dive right in, Lamont.
All right. Why not? Let's do it.
All right. Lamont, you want to take it away? Because I know you had something to say.
No. Okay, I'll take it away. All right. So let's go ahead and jump into our main topic, which is a body image. Mm-hmm. So we usually like to define different things because people have different ideas for different things. And it's great. All the ideas are great, but we kind of like to work from a working definition. So what is body image?
To me, I just think it's simply how you feel or how you view your body. Mm-hmm. You know, and that is a simple definition, but not really simple in application because you're kind of fighting against society's definition of body image versus body, you know, your individual, you know, opinion of body image. That's why it's important to just be comfortable in your skin. No matter if you haven't reached that goal yet, you still have to be comfortable in your skin because you can lose all the weight and still not have the confidence. So it's not going to matter at all. You know, it's love yourself where you're at, you know, so you don't have to lose the weight, then do the work of loving yourself. That's backwards to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that's not really talked about a lot. Like, it's like, get healthy, get fit, look like this person. And then you're going to eventually love yourself. And it should be like, love yourself and then decide like, what is beneficial to you?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Body image. I think that was a great definition, by the way. I just wanted to add that I think it also has to do with kind of like how you see yourself internally. But then it starts getting messy when your internal image and your outside image don't match, which I think we'll touch on later. But yeah, like how you imagine yourself. Lamont, do you think body image is just a physical thing?
No, it's not just physical. I think it's your beliefs, your thoughts, your perceptions, and definitely how you feel about what's going on with your body. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it encompasses a lot, right? So like our guest said, it's how you see yourself, but it involves all the stuff behind it. And then you have to fight against society's definition of what body mm-hmm. image may be.
Mm-hmm. True. Cool. Man, where do we lead off there?
Well, I mean, piggyback off what Lamont said, I've known people that underwent the, is it VSG, that surgery, and they still have to take, like, they still have to go to therapy because they're small, but in their mind, they're still the same weight that they were because it was such a vast, you know, change. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if relying on the mind too much, you know, can mess up your image of yourself too, because you can have actually reached your goal, but if you haven't done the mental work, mm-hmm. now your mind has to catch up with your body. So there are instances like that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I would like for us to just take a moment and for all of us to like kind of like reflect on our own body image journey, and if we're comfortable, we should share whatever's we're comfortable sharing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Want me to start or?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I've been pretty much heavy my entire life. So I've dealt with the bullying, you know, being friend zoned, and you know, then you know, in the background, oh, I love you, but in front of people, it's like, oh, she's just my friend, you know. I've been bullied for other things too, but it was that and kind of being nerdy. And I thought that something was wrong with me because I didn't look like her. You know, I didn't look like the skinny version, or I didn't speak like the cool kids. I still don't understand slang half the time. You know, I felt like, I don't know, like I was cursed or something in a sense growing up. Then you grow up and it's time to get married and things of that sort. And then you have like the elder saying, well, you better lose weight or no one's ever going to marry you, or you were not going to get that promotion or that job because people don't hire, you know, heavy set people. And when I did get married, it was like, oh, a skinny friend actually said to me, oh, I'm shocked that you got married before me. Like, it's almost like people say these things because you're heavy, you don't have feelings. So it's okay for me to say whatever I want to say. And I always tell people like, okay, so you see my physical flaw, you know, so you can pick at it, but you have your flaws. They're just invisible. I can't pinpoint yours. You know what I'm saying? I can't pinpoint your weak point. So, but you can pinpoint mine because I'm happy. You know, so I had to learn to, like you said, to make my own definition of body image. And I am Renita, whether I'm 150, 160, 260, 340, 450, it doesn't matter. I am still me and I'm comfortable in my skin. My weight is separate from who I am. It's not my identity. And I had to learn how to separate the two, because it became my identity. It at a sense, you know, well, I can't do this because I'm big. Well, when I lose this weight and I'm going to conquer the world. No, I'm going to conquer the world big. You know, I'm going to conquer the world as I am now, because my weight does not affect my brain and my ability. So, yeah.
Right. No, thank you for sharing. I like when you were sharing your story, what I picked up most was like all those unloving moments that people engage with you in, right? Like, that just seemed really, really hurtful.
Yeah, it is. It is. It makes you feel like you're defective. I felt defective. Like God had, you know, took a nap during, I imagine like a factory in heaven where they're making the people, and he fell asleep. It was a malfunction going on. Like, for real. That's how I felt. You know, and they forgot to put me back, and just, you know, I accidentally made it here. Mm-hmm. That's how I felt at a point. And it played a part in my depression, because I was depressed for a while. You know, so yeah, you know, people say they're just talking, but those are seeds that they're planting in your head, and it grows with you. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's, be careful what you say to a person, because you can speak life and death in a person, and whatever you say, and you don't know how close they are to the edge when you say what you say.
Yeah, true. That is a very, very important point. Mm-hmm. I think for my journey, Leia, I remember being a young kid and like being scared that I was going to get fat. Because I think people would tell me like, watch what you eat, you were eating too much, yada, 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 and stuff. And then I eventually started gaining weight. And at some point, like all I saw in the mirror was a big, huge, fat person, even when I was actually pretty like decent. Like I go back to some pictures and I'm like, wow, like in my mind, I'm as big as I am now back then. Like that's what I was seeing back then. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even like that. And so I'm like, how can I even trust my eyes now? Like, am I really this big, or am I just imagining myself bigger than I am? And so I came out and started talking about my body dysphoria last year, towards the end of last year, like, hey, like, I think I'm experiencing body dysphoria, and this is it. And like, I compared two pictures, like, this is what I was a few months ago, this is where I am now, and like, I can see it in pictures, the difference. But honestly, when I wake up in the morning and I look in the mirror straight on, I see the bigger person ways. Mm-hmm. So
I think that's so courageous for you to even mention that, because body image is only kind of highlighted on women. Like eating disorders, body is never geared towards men, and men suffer from that as well, but it's not highlighted as much. So the fact that you're bringing awareness to that is pretty dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We need to touch more on that, because that is something I know me and Lamont are both really passionate about that.
And so when I dream, I don't dream as myself as a heavier person. I actually dream of myself as a pretty, not super fit, like not muscly cut and stuff, but like an average Joe looking person. That's what I see in my dreams. And then when I wake up, that's not what I see. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really proud of myself for the journey, because it's no longer you're fat, you need to lose weight, so you need to exercise. It's you want to stay healthy, you want to watch your blood pressure, your blood sugar. You want to be around for a while, because there's people you want to be around for. So I get up, I go to the gym, I exercise. It helps my mental health, and I feel good. Mm-hmm. So, and hopefully the benefit might be, like, I might get thinner and more fit and maybe more closer to what I see in my dreams and in my head. But at the end of the day, it's not about that. It's just about maintaining health.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lamont, thank you for sharing. Usually you thank everyone else for sharing. I'm going to thank you. Yeah. but I have a similar, I don't want to say issue. Situation. I have a similar situation in which the way I see myself in my head does not match my outward appearance. So sometimes I'll just be like walking by something and I have to like stop and look in the mirror and be like, oh yeah, okay. That's what we got going on now. I guess I've had similar experiences to both of you, but I'm also having revelations as I do more personal insight and everything, where I don't know where exactly all this like negative body image thoughts like originated, because I'm trying to think back to like when I was younger and I cannot pinpoint a moment when I got teased. I feel like a lot of it was brought on by something internally. Obviously, I did get teased every once in a while, but not as ruthlessly as some people I've heard of, like stories of like people just like laying into them for being heavier, even just slightly. I mean, I've watched them make fun of friends who were heavier. And I mean, at that time, I did not step in, which I do regret thinking back on it, but I was like 10, so.
And I'm, it was one of the fears, like, if I say something, are they gonna switch and focus on me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know my friend that I'm talking about. Yeah, and there was a weight difference in between even her and I, but we were, like, the heavier girls in class, and usually she'd take the brunt of it because she was heavier. But yeah, so, like, I keep realizing that a lot of my whole like, oh, I was teased, was like, but was I? Or was it just all stuff I was assuming based on what I thought of myself at that time? But in terms of like body image journey, it's something I'm working towards. I have heard people complain that they don't like when people are just like, oh, I want to work out to lose weight. That's very harmful, yada yada yada. It's something I do, it's something I want. It's not because I think like skinny is ideal. Like, I don't want to be skinny. I just have this like really awesome daydream of wanting to be able to like be like Assassin's Creed, where I can like run and jump off of stuff and like pick things up and throw them. Like, that's what I want, that's my goal.
I love it. Oh my gosh.
All right. but yeah, that's my body image journey.
All right. Leia. Yeah. So Renita, you don't know this, but Leia and I, we grew up together. Like, we are longtime friends. We grew up in the same church, in the same little town, Marina Valley in California. So I remember there was a time when Cheetah Girls, I want to say it was like
when was Cheetah Girls?
It was like High School Musical, like a new High School Musical was coming out and a Cheetah Girls movie was coming out. And I was trying to get your mom to let you come over to watch them with me. And the conversation that me and your mom had was, I don't want Leia watching those movies because I don't want her comparing herself to those stars. And like, I just, it just went over my head. And I was like, what are you talking about, Nalu? Like, we love the music, we love the actors, we respect the actors. These are like people of our time. And she's like, no, like, she's not coming. So I was like, you can't stop the music. but I think your mom might have been picking up on something that you were going through that mm-hmm. I didn't realize at the time, and she was trying to protect you.
Cheetah Girls came out in 2003.
Oh wow. So that was like eighth, ninth grade.
You know, that's surprising. Thanks for sharing that. Because honestly, she was the one who used to bring up my weight the most. Which, in hindsight, was mainly because she had a lot of weight issues. Some were medically induced weight issues, and I think she just didn't want me going through that. So, that's an interesting little anecdote about how your body image is influenced by those things around you. Yeah, your sure. parents, your peers.
And Raven Simone was like average size though. Like, I feel like yeah. she was realistic.
She was a little back then.
Yeah. she was kind of safe for young girls in essence, mm-hmm. you know, size wise.
Yeah. And so like, I didn't get it because I was like, I think like more of the conversation was like Raven Simone, like I was like, she's thick and she's full and she's beautiful. And then I was like, the white girl, like she had gained a little bit more by the number two, and I was like, she's gorgeous. And Adriana and the other black girl, they were thinner, but like Adriana's not like a twig either. So mm-hmm. I was like, these are like great role models.
I was like they probably had the most normal body type of like yeah. movies for the early 2000s.
But again, I'm pretty sure your mom was coming from a protective place.
Yeah, which is surprising. Anyway.
So this brings us to the question, why is body image important?
Counterpoint, is it?
Yeah, I was thinking that. I think that's just something that was created, another thing to divide.
Interesting, mm-hmm. interesting idea. Like, I want to hear your guys' thoughts on this.
I feel like people put a lot of emphasis on the way you look. And like, this is definitely something I see as a female. People are constantly going, oh, how do you look? How do you, what are you wearing? Can you fit that? What's your size? Da, 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 da. Like, I feel like it's getting better. I'm going to say it's getting a lot better these days. But like, that's just constantly everywhere. And I'm just like, why does it matter at this point?
I don't think it mattered at any point. Like, I don't think it ever mattered, you know? No. And the thing with females is we're most pressured by other females. It's not even males pressuring us to look good. It's other females.
This is true.
Like, why? Stop it. You're supposed to be like me. Like, you're not. All
right. So I'm a part of the LGBTQIA+ community.
Alphabet Mafia.
And Leia, there's a song that goes
body yaddy 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 yaddy.
That was not the song. It's a famous song that goes like, what are you wearing? And like, they go through like, how do you look? How do you mm-hmm. feel? Mm-hmm. How do you look? No one ugly allowed. And so like, it's
is that a RuPaul song?
No, it's
the it sounds like a RuPaul song. It's I'm sorry. RuPaul.
I think it's called Evangelista or something. I don't know. But it's in that community too, right? So I think it has transcended from girl community to guy community, or not guy community, LGBT+ community. But I'm pretty sure it all starts with the white man. Like, in all their fashion, like it doesn't matter if they're straight or gay, like Versace or Gucci or whoever, and like all the things that they like design for women, mm-hmm. like it starts with them, kind of like, and it just has trickled down into like how women respond to women and how gays respond to each other. Mm. And
what was weird, there was a time in fashion where, like, wasn't Marilyn Monroe like a size 14?
Mm-hmm.
Something,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Like, yeah, and that was the hype beauty standard of fashion.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go further into, like, maybe the Victoria era, you being skinny, you would look like a sickly. You need to be big and huge and voluptuous to be wanted, to be desired.
Right.
So there has been, like, this, like, transformation of, like, thin is gorgeous, skinny is gorgeous, beautiful, that's what's beautiful. And I don't know why or even how.
I mean,
who makes these rules, though?
Right, yeah.
And then we buy into it. Like, our societies buy into it.
I'm sorry, Leia.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
I was just gonna say it has to do with, what is that word? Consumerism?
Yes. Yes. And because, like, America is one of the most consumeristic nations, I feel like we are one of the most poisonous ones, right? I remember taking this women's studies class and our teacher explaining, like, standard beauty is different in all different cultures, but how we have influenced, like, blonde hair, blue eyes, lighter skin, smaller waist sizes, bigger breast sizes, and how all of that's like emphasized from American culture, because we're all about making that money, and we make money.
Colonization.
Don't forget the big butt. Do not forget the big butt. The BBLs, and now body image is taking a whole nother toll. It's not even about like weight loss anymore, right? It's about enhancing too. Mm-hmm. You know, plastic surgery is now a big thing, you know, so people are taking it to the next level, you know. If this nose is in, let's do this nose. If this mouth is in, let's do this mouth. Let's do these curves. Let's contour this. It's a lot going on with it now.
Yeah, so this brings us back to the point, why is body image important? And I think it can be important for people who need reconstruction, right? So like plastic surgery is great at that, right? If you get the medical doctor, not to enhance something, but like say like you had a problem, an accident, a severe accident that was out of your control and you wanted to restore a part of your body, your face, any other part of your body because of this accident, and it gives you better mental health, better physical health, better, you're going to take care of yourself more, you're not going to beat yourself up or think poorly of yourself. Those are some of the benefits to positive or getting, having a good body image. Mm-hmm. But then I feel like on the severe side is we struggle with depression, like you were saying, Renita, when we don't have a healthy image and other issues come into play.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I feel I'm not against plastic surgery at all, because it still goes into the realm of being whoever you want to be, right? Mm-hmm. But the issue I have is there is no type of mandated therapy before you undergo these surgeries, because what they don't report is that a lot of people wish they had not gotten the surgery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now they're stuck with whatever they got forever, you know. And I feel like there should have been some type of consultation, like a mental consultation before undergoing these surgeries.
Right. Yeah. I think really good firms do have them. Growing up in 2006 and on, like Nip Tuck was a thing. I would always like.
I love the show. Nip Tuck.
And so it was very interesting, like how they touched on different things in the plastic surgery world. And at one point, they did get like mental health, and they had like a doctor for consultations, and they had to go and do that and everything. It just got really ridiculous, like with all their drama, which was a great show. I still love the show, but I was like, wow, some of this stuff is far out there.
It did get weird.
But yeah, so I think really good firms, if you're going to get into plastic surgery, they're going to look at the overall health care of the patient, Why are we doing this surgery? What is it going to help? What is it going to accomplish? What can you expect? Which can you not? If you start feeling this way, seek these resources out, you know? So.
Yeah.
I'm still very, body image is not important.
Important.
I just, okay, going back to something that you said earlier, you were saying, like, someone who needs reconstruction of some body part, whether it was an accident or a disfigurement, something. I don't know. I've always thought it was really, like, effed up that people felt the need to have to, like, go and alter something because, like, well, this is not what a normal person looks like, but, like,
that is a message, right?
Use a person and that's what you look like. So, like, I don't know. I guess I'm coming off a little, like, high and mighty. Like, I don't want people to feel bad if body image is, like, important to them. Like, I understand. It actually is kind of important to me. But personally, I've been working towards it not being an important thing. Right. Which is actually something that I think we're going to be talking about in the next episode. So, guys, tune into that one in 2 weeks. But, yes, I can agree that it can be important, but I do think that we should work towards it not being so important that it consumes our lives and consumes every little bit of how we feel about ourselves, because I think, like we said a million times before, and we need to make this a sticker, Lamont, there are different facets to everyone, and it's not just what you look like and how you appear to others or even how you think about the way you look that makes you who you are. Which I think, Renita, you mentioned earlier when you're just like, I don't want to make that, you know, it weight as my identity, because it's just a piece of it.
Right. Exactly. Like, I don't want to every minute be looking in the mirror. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. But I do feel like body image should be maybe situational or based on, like, it just shouldn't be everything. Like, I feel like if you're so consumed with how you look, you're always in an everlasting interview, right? Because just think, when you're going for that job, of course, yeah, that's the time you care about how you look. You know, you want to look presentable. But if we're doing that all the time, think of the stress and the energy put into always dress for an interview from anybody, from strangers. Like, that's just a lot of stress, undue stress too. And when does that leave you time to relax and be you? Because when you're in an interview, you're a version of you, but you're not totally you. So we're walking around being versions of us because we want to fit in, and no, it's too much. It's just too much.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a lot to think about.
I mean, I'm not bashing any of y'all who are, like, bodybuilders and stuff. Like, I understand it's your job. So, I mean, I'm talking about, like, the normal average person.
Right.
And again, I think Anita said it, like, at the beginning. Like, people should look how they want to look, right? So whether that be building up tons of muscle, great, do it. Right. Don't make other people feel not adequate because that's your version, or that's what you like for you.
Exactly.
That's important. If that's what you want, if you want the BBL, get it. If you want the muscles, get it. But don't make me feel bad because I don't want that, you know? And that's an excellent point, Lamont. Excellent.
Well, I think you made it first.
Oh, okay. You made it. He reiterated it.
I like it so much.
All right. With all of that said, I think this is a great time to take a break. And then when we return, we're going to talk about ways to, like, start overcoming negative body image and stuff.
Okay, that sounds great. Let's go take a break. All right, Lamont. Like you said in the intro, next week is Valentine's Day. So I thought, let's just do a Valentine's Day game.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay. As you know, I love emojis. I think they're great, and I think they are a great addition to communication. I think I said that in the communications episode, which was December sometime. So yeah, we're gonna do an emoji guessing game, Valentine's edition. Alrighty, so the first one is a heart and then an envelope emoji.
Love letter.
Love letter. Yes, I was gonna say that too.
It took me a while. I was like, what is that?
Okay, the next one is a bow and arrow and then a baby. Cupid.
Baby? Oh, okay.
Cupid. Okay. Yes, I think it's Cupid. Okay. So the next one is a pointing up emoji and then like a kissy face emoji. I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not even going to try and guess that. Let me look at the answer. Ah, first kiss. I guess. I would have done like a number one. There's like a yeah, number one little like flag thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, moving on. We have a heart and two birds. Heart birds. Love birds. Love birds.
Oh, love birds. That's actually very like that's clever.
That's clever.
Okay. I got this next one.
Okay, so the next one is a dog emoji and then a heart. What is it, Lamont?
Puppy love.
Okay, I think I know what this next one is too. It is a, I don't know what type of person emoji, but it's a guy. It's a guy emoji and then a ring. I think it's proposal.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
It is proposal. Woohoo! Why'd they choose that? There's like so many guy emojis. Why'd they choose that one?
I'm pretty sure a ring would have just...
Maybe, yeah.
Sufficed.
Okay, the next one is a sun and then a sleeping emoji.
For Valentine's Day?
Yeah. Sun... Sun and then sleeping. Sun. I don't know. Do you know?
No.
All right, let me look. Daydreaming.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Okay, next one. A star emoji and then the eyes emoji, like the two eyes, the looking at the stars.
Yeah, looking at the stars or stars in your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Let me check. Yep, that's what it is, watching the stars. I like stars in your eyes. That's a lot better. Okay, next one is two people in love emoji, heart emoji. Two people in love emoji, heart emoji.
Oh, what's this called? It's like Romeo and Juliet.
Swingers! No.
Oh, Lovers? Is it Tragic Lovers?
No. It's Double Date.
Oh,
I guess. Okay. I like my version better. Swingers! Okay, we're almost done. We got three more easy ones, I hope. Okay, so the next one is a couple emoji, wine, movie camera, dinner, roses, moon.
Couple wine. So dinner and a movie?
Dinner and a movie? Date? A date night.
Valentine's date night?
Yep, date night. Okay. Two more. Next one is a heart emoji and then a camera emoji. Rom-com or romantic movie.
Yeah, romantic movie.
Okay. And our last one is a heart emoji and a book.
Romantic book novel. Yeah.
Oh, it's love story. Whatever.
Oh, whatever.
So yeah, I just found this on Google. A lot of people sell it, but it's also for free online. So yeah, nothing special, but thanks for playing.
All righty.
I guess. All right, let's get back to the topic. That's more entertaining. All right, let's go.
Yeah. And we're back. So the next question I have for us is, For those of us who are struggling with negative body image, what practices can we implement to unlearn body negativity?
I believe what helped me was self-talk, like mirror talk. Like I was talking to a life coach, and she said, just start looking in the mirror and just say three nice things about yourself. And the first time I did it, it was so hard because all I can see was just the physical. It's committed to say, I like this because I'm looking at everything I don't like. Then the next day it got easier. Then it turned into, good morning, beautiful. You know, like, it's practice, you know. Now it's an everyday thing. Like, what are we doing today to conquer the world? Okay, you know. But I had to look myself in the face because now every day I'm answering to me. So it doesn't matter what Susie thinks or Mike thinks. It's about what I think about me, mm-hmm. you know, and I feel like that accountability to myself is what helped me feel better about, you know, about how I looked.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. That sounds like it would be super hard, right? To like compliment yourself. And like, you know, I teach kids, in groups, and one of the things is we do self-esteem as one of the lessons, and I tell them, like, self-esteem is being aware of your strengths and qualities that you like about yourself. So I want you to name two qualities, like, that you really, really like about yourself. And kids struggle saying kind and nice things about themselves. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why is it so hard? Why is it a struggle?
Because we're taught to be kind to others. We're not taught to be kind to ourselves. Mm-hmm. When we're in preschool, share, be nice to that person. Be nice. We don't grow up thinking about us until we grow up. Then we're like, oh, okay, I guess I need to be nice to you. Mm-hmm. But it's not part of the rearing up, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. I also, like, I think surrounding yourself with diversity.
Yeah.
'cause if you just look at, like, again, it's getting a little better, but if you look at general media, there's still a lot of diversity issues, and that goes past weight. Right. Different forms of, like, ability, different, like, skin tones, ethnicities, nationalities, whatever. And I think it does help just realizing that other types of people, different ways they look, exist, and that it's not just one solitary thing for you to, like, focus on. Because I've noticed, like, when I focus on, like before I started being, like, trying to get more diverse follows in my social media, I would, like, look at, like, one or two people that I was following. They're like, oh, man, I really wish I looked like them. I'm never going to look like them. We have different body types. We're different ethnicities. Like, I have certain health problems that they apparently don't also have. Like, so I think it's just being realistic that there are so many different types of people in this world. And you're one of them.
Yeah. Leia, I kind of want to give a shout out to the latest Marvel movie. What was it called? The Eternals?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. So, talk about diversity. I don't want to, like, ruin anything for you, but there was so much
spoilers. Sorry. Go on.
There was so much diversity in that movie, and I just want to give the makers, like, a shout out. Like, thank you. Thank you. Let's see more of that. Mm-hmm. So I can't talk about it more, but if you haven't got a chance to see The Eternals, definitely it's a really good movie. So
okay,
and I love the diversity aspect.
Cool, cool.
So I think along the lines of what you and Renita were saying, fight fatism, right? Fight it. And so what that is spending time accepting people of all sizes and shapes. So including diversity, cr- create a list of people you admire that don't have perfect bodies, right? And so, like, there's this thing, like, I'll bring up this topic with some of my friends sometimes, because I never want to shame, like, big divas, because I love my big divas. But sometimes I'm like, man, I wish they would have remained big, because now they've lost all this weight, and young girls in media are going to be like, oh, like, there's no one for me to identify with. Like, J-Hud, I love me some J-Hud. And, like, I get it. Like, she lost the weight because she wanted to be healthier. Like, sometimes the weight is unhealthy for us. Sometimes you're totally fine, right? You need to check in with your doctor to find out what's going on with you. What's her name? Rizzo? Is her name Rizzo? The one that goes...
Rizzo?
Yeah. I love Rizzo. Like, I love how big and beautiful she is and how unapologetically she does things. I'm like, yes, be that voice for our young girls who are told they're not good enough because they don't look like a size 2 or whatever. Adele, she lost the weight. And I'm like, oh, Adele, like, I still love you. I'm just like, and like, you have your reasons. I'm not going to judge you, but I'm a little sad. Like, because I always thought you were big, beautiful, and she's still beautiful. Still beautiful. It's just, I appreciated her being bigger. I loved when Demi Lovato gained weight. I was like, yes, thick mama, yes. I love Beyonce and all her thickness right now. But I think it's important to, like, list people or, like, at least become more realistic or, like, hey, there are famous people out there that may not necessarily have the ideal body type or the perfect body type, and it's okay to look different. And I need to spend time celebrating all people, no matter what their body size is. Just let's celebrate them because they're significant, they're important, they bring value to my life and other people's lives.
Yeah, I was just afraid Adele wouldn't sound the same when she lost the weight, but I'm glad that she did. I'm not gonna say I was really nervous about that. I was like, oh my God, I hope Adele still sounds like Adele, that she still has that power. So I wasn't even thinking about her weight. I was thinking about her talent. Like, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Her power is still there, right?
Yeah. You know, it's still there.
Christina Aguilera has struggled with. My opinion from what I've seen in, like, interviews, and I think I've heard her say, body weight, right? And she still maintains that power, whether she's thin as a stick or she's voluptuous as voluptuous, because she has gone through it all. Her vocals remain the same, so luckily, when you lose the weight, it doesn't impact your vocals.
Right. Yeah, I just feel like just drop the stigma altogether, like, just get, and everyone has this whole body positive movement. I feel like it got misconstrued. It's just being positive in your body, no matter what size you are. But somehow, it's only highlighted on big people.
Yeah, and I think the reason why it's so focused on big people is because people that are thinner or skinnier, they're told they're the norm or they're what's desirable. And so I think we see louder people on the bigger side. What I would like to see is people who are, like, super, super tiny, super, super thin that struggle with that because they're like, hey, like, I don't like being this thin.
Right.
There's nothing that I can do. Like, I try to eat unhealthy. I try to, like, and I remain this thin. Like, I would like to see them team up with bigger people to team up with average people and do more campaigns like, hey, like, I'm beautiful, they're beautiful, we're beautiful, and this is why we're beautiful. It has nothing to do with how we look, but how we interact with people, how we impact people, what we're doing here, what we're doing there. This is why we're amazing. And yes, we're different sizes, and it's all great.
Yeah, we are actually going to be talking about body positivity in 2 weeks. So, Lamont, hold that thought. Keep that passion. Just keep it on the side for a little bit. We'll get to it. But we are going to be talking about that. Because, yes, I've noticed those exact same things. It is actually a point I'm going to bring up in that episode. Because, yeah, I do think it is a little one side versus the other.
So to unlearn negative body image, I think we kind of need to fight the diet downfall, right? Everyone wants to be on some kind of diet, keto, whatever. Like, if you want to be on these things because it's going to legitimately bring you more energy, more health, more towards your goals, that's great. But again, when we're focusing on, like, I want my body to look a certain way and I think this diet's going to help, I don't think that's helpful.
I agree. Change the why. Change your why. If you're trying to lose weight to stick it to them who bullied you, and is that a great why? You know, I mean, I guess I can't judge a person's why, but don't do it out of anger to stick it to someone else. Because at the end of the day, when you're doing something for yourself, hopefully part of the, you know, in that goal somewhere, it's for you. You know, it's not to prove a point to someone else. You know, I'm currently, you know, on the weight loss journey because I get out of breath putting stockings on. I would like that not to happen, you know, like things like that. Like, I would like to walk, you know, down the street or up the stairs and it doesn't feel like I'm about to die. Like, things like that. Like, that has something to personally do with me. Would it be nice that, you know, my bully can see me on Facebook and be like, dang, she looking good? Yes, that's an added plus, but that's not my why. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think maybe just defining your why, you know, besides sticking it to somebody else, you know, when you're entering these diets and you're doing these surgeries, and like, is there somewhere in there that you're doing it for yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know at one point I got really concerned because I got like to like 300 plus pounds and I was having a hard time breathing, like just walking. And I was like, this is not okay. Go back to the gym, work out. Like, it's not about losing the weight. It's about like you breathing okay. Like, you need to breathe okay and like not be out of breath going up a flight of stairs. The one flight of stairs that you live up, that you have to go up every day and down. Like, so...
Yeah, so, health. You mentioned that. You know, yeah, it is important to go to your doctor's appointments and see, like, analyze your health. And, I mean, hopefully they'll be honest with you. I mean, sometimes they're a little too honest, but...
Too honest?
Man, tell me about it.
Okay, so, like, a few... Like, Leia, ago, I went to my doctor, and it wasn't even my doctor. It was the nurse. Like, the one that, like, does, like, the things, and then she gives it to the doctor. She's like, I didn't even recognize you. You gained so much weight.
Miss Chill, okay?
And, like, the thing is, she was not, like, thin at all.
They're never thin, but they always want to get at you. Don't even get me started on this.
I don't know what that's
about. My doctor told me in a couple of years I'm going to be diabetic like her. She actually said that to me.
Like me?
I see it in your future.
Well, the thing is, like, why aren't you doing things? Like if you're a doctor, why aren't you, like, and you know what to do, why aren't you, like, doing them?
Because they're burnt out, probably.
My doctor was that I might become diabetic. So he was like, hey, like, I just need you to exercise more. I want you to not, like, have to worry about the things that come diabetic, you know? And so I was like, you know what, doctor? I don't want to become diabetic either. Like, that runs in my family. I do need to exercise more. Like, and I'm going to start doing it.
Yeah, sometimes the medical professionals, I mean, like, find a good doctor. Number one, find a good doctor that you like and trust. But some of them have just given me so much hell. And they'll, like, run these tests and, like, oh, you must be almost pre-diabetic. And they're like, oh, all your labs are perfect. I'm like, I'm fine. There's other things causing the weight gain, okay? But the overall health is good, which is a great lead-in to genetics, right?
Yeah.
Some people are just, their family's bigger. I'm Polynesian. My family's bigger. That's how it is. But yeah, like, Lamont, you had like statistics, right, for genetics in the notes? I saw you had some statistics.
So genetics play a role in our body, at least 25-70% of your body. So that's something definitely to consider. Right. I remember like being a young adult, living at my friend's house, And she was being very supportive of me at the time. And her daughter was dating this guy, and he was a skinny guy, but he ate crap. And like, I'm trying to like eat like really good and stuff. And the conversation came up. I was like, I wonder how healthy, like, what's his name is, because like, he looks great. Like, he looks great, but like, I noticed that he doesn't eat. Like, she was like, yeah, like, you're probably way healthier than him, like, body wise. And she was like, and like, I would hate to see what his arteries look like. And I was like, huh, I never thought of that, right? So just because the package is more desirable doesn't necessarily mean it's the best package to have.
Yeah, your body composition isn't 100% indication of your overall health. It's not. Yeah.
So I think we need to understand, like, emotions, they are skin deep, right? And skin can be, like, how deep is skin? Do you know, Leia?
I don't know, 7 layers or something.
I used to know this. I was so into anatomy. Hold on. I really want to know before I say the wrong thing. 0.5 millimeters on the eyelids and 4 millimeters on the heels of your feet. So between 0.5 and 4 millimeters.
That doesn't seem that deep, but like, burn it. That's deep, right? Like, you're like, oh my gosh, my skin. We have to start unpacking the people who have left emotional scars, or the situations that have left emotional scars, and rewriting the messages about ourselves to move forward and keep moving, right? Mm-hmm.
Where do you start with that?
I think what you said, like, befriend your body, right? Start by being neutral. Like, so I'm gonna talk a little bit about neutrality, and we'll probably bring it up again next week. But I was listening to this one podcaster, and she was like, I had to tell myself, that's a stomach. It's not a fat stomach. It's not an ugly stomach. It's just a stomach. That's a normal stomach. If you're one of those people that are like, I have a fat stomach, stop that and be like, hey, this is a stomach. This is a human stomach. This is a human arm. Some human arms look like this. And start using that neutrality to get to that, like, hey, like, I like the way this arm looks, or I like the way, you know. That was kind of her suggestion.
That wasn't a bad one. I guess when I said, where do you start? It's where, like, when you hit those emotions of all that emotional baggage, like, where do you start? Where do you start there? Like, it's just kind of like, okay, yeah, you're changing how you feel about you, but you also have to change about how other people feel about you as well. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes our emotions are driven by, like I said earlier, about people's actions and words that they say to you. And how do you tell yourself that what the world around you is saying is not true? You know, and yeah, I think I'm getting tripped up now, but it's like, I guess for me, I had to quiet the noise. Mm. Because even when I'm telling myself, you're beautiful. That's why the mirror talk took a really long time to get where mm-hmm. it's at now. Because even though I'm telling myself I'm beautiful, I'll get on the phone with grandma. She'd be like, you're still fat. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm talking to myself in the beginning of the day, but now I'm dealing with what my dad is saying, my grandma's saying, my aunt is saying, my cousins are saying, you know, like the outside world is saying about me being big. So it's like, I got to start all over mm-hmm. the next day. So it's like kind of learning how to what people say to just let it roll down my back, because I'll be defending myself every day. Because what I've learned about the older generation is they just talking, but they don't realize the effect that that has on you mentally.
Right. You're right. So, all right. If you've been listening to us for quite a while, I think I have a couple of answers, right? We've mm-hmm. talked about being curious, right? That's a great place to start. Where does this, like, embrace that negative emotion? Where is it coming from? Right. Why does it hurt so much? Get curious about that emotion. Question it. Seek it out. Live with it. Don't try to push it away. Don't try to shove it down. Let it in and really examine where it's coming from, who said it, why they say it, and how it impacts you. Mm-hmm. Then you need to start getting assertive. Hey, this is not okay. Like, right. When I'm talking to you, I love to spend time with you. I love to talk to you. But when you say things like this, it impacts me in a negative way. Letting, being strong enough or courage enough to communicate that stuff. Because only then can things start changing. And if they don't, then you know who the people are on your side and who they're not. And then you start to have to make those tough choices. Like, I'm only going to spend this much time with them, or I'm not going to spend time with them at all. I need to cut them out of my life because they're unhealthy for me right now. And hopefully it doesn't last forever. Maybe they'll change. Like, because there's hope for everybody. But sometimes you have to cut people out of your life for a short time, a long time, or whatever. And no one can make that decision but you. And you have to be willing to stick to your guns to get better so you can be better for yourself.
Yeah. That part, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Uphold your boundaries.
No. So important.
Yeah. My boundary with my mom is we do not go clothes shopping. We can't, because she has a lot of really critical things to say about the way I look and stuff. And I'm like, nope, we're not doing that. So, love her, but it's just one thing we can't do. And that's fine.
That's protecting your mental space, like your mental sanity. Right. And that's important. That's so important. And there are people that I only schedule to talk to once a month because I can't handle you more than that.
Yeah.
And then I think,
and that's okay.
Yeah.
But I think, like, even though she's not with you, when you go shopping, is she still with you?
Yes.
At this point, no. But a few years ago, yes. Every single time I'm like, oh, I can't wear that because, you know, mom said. I'm like, no, now I have a very certain way that I like to dress. I do it. I have my own issues with those things, but that's a whole other subject. But no, and like you were saying, it's something you work on and work towards, and some days it's easier than others.
Yeah, that's the trick. And so I'm going to encourage you, if you're listening, like, to reach out to people that are going to support you, that are going to uplift you and keep you grounded and accountable and in check.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Alrighty.
All right.
Perfectly said.
I think we cover a lot on how to work towards building a better positive body image. You guys feel like we missed anything?
No.
No, this was a great conversation. Yeah.
And if you guys think we did miss anything, or if you just want to add on to the conversation, please comment. Lay and I are always interested in what you guys think, what you guys have to say. We want to engage with you. We want to hear your ideas, because it's going to help us learn and be better as well. So.
Exactly. And with that, unless someone has anything else to say, I think we can go ahead and close out.
Well, I would just like to thank you for letting me, allowing me to be in you guys' space today. This was just dynamic. I love the vibe of this whole podcast. And I just, you know, wish you guys the best in your future endeavors. And I'm just honored to be around such, like, vulnerable and transparent individuals. So thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on our podcast. Mm-hmm. Also, don't forget, we have you for another time. So I forgot what the subject is, but I know you're on the schedule. It's gonna come up soon.
Yes. So,
we'll touch base and definitely work out the details.
Okay.
If people wanted to get a hold of you or want to talk to you about this subject or any other subject, what would be the best way for them to contact you? Mm-hmm.
I am everywhere. The easiest way you can contact me on at my email, info@beyourownkind.com. I also have a website, beyourownkind.com. And on Instagram, be underscore your own kind. And B is actually spelled out, B.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, we'll link everything in the show description, so make sure you guys check those out. Go follow her podcast and her platform and get in on all her goodies that she works so hard on. Absolutely. Speaking of work, is there anything that you're working on that you kind of just want to shout out real quick, promote?
Just tune into the podcast. I have a new segment with one of my partners at the Blueprint Media Company. It's called Sis Glow Up, where we're just talking about, you know, just glowing up. And once again, the line would be your own kind. Just doing your greatest and making your own blueprint, you know, creating your own life. You know, not living to what others expect of you, but living your vision, your life. So, yeah, please tune into that.
Awesome.
All right. And then finally, is there a message that you can leave us with today? It doesn't have to be about today's subject, just something that's on your heart that you want people to take away and just know. And if it is on today's subject, that's fine too.
Yeah.
just to add to today's subject is give yourself grace. You know, even when you're on this journey and like y'all said, kind of you have good days and bad days. Give yourself grace on those bad days. Give yourself leeway and be patient, because what you want to change or what you want to do is not going to happen overnight, you know, and you may encounter someone that says something crazy to you, and you may have even given into it, got emotional, cried about it, yelled at them. Give yourself grace. You're not going to have perfect days, and that is okay. You know, and you have to learn, like, just like we want to give mercy to other people and we want to forgive other people and give people the benefit of the doubt, we deserve to give that to ourselves.
True.
I agree 100%. Mm-hmm. Thank you again for being with us today, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, same here. Bye.
Today's life lesson is goal setting. Goal setting can be an extremely hard process. The key here is to set clear, defined goals. Another key helper is set a deadline or have a deadline. Be compassionate with yourself. You're not always going to meet every goal every single time. That's just a part of life. Instead of beating yourself up when you don't reach your goals, focus on what is getting in the way and how you can overcome those, or overcome what it is. The more you get into this practice, the more you'll raise your self-confidence. And remember, you're so worth it. And that is today's life lesson.
This has been the Lamont and Leia podcast.
Created by Lamont Damon and Leia Nakahiki.
Special thanks to our guest, Renita Quirls, for joining us today.
This episode's topic was brought to light by Leia Nakahiki and supported by Lamont Damon.
This episode was edited by me, Leia Nakahiki.
Let us know what you thought of our show or give us some topic suggestions on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube.
Speaking of Facebook and YouTube, did you know you can also watch our podcast? We post every single episode on both our Facebook and our YouTube channel, so check out the show description for links.
And as always, thank you for listening.
Ding! All right.
Body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. And you're turning into...
What did you say?
I said turning! Welcome to season two!
Alright, want to take that line again?
Let's just do the whole...
Okay.
Yeah.